такие елочки.
Nice furs.
Сколько нежности.
How much tenderness.
В каждом таком росточке на
веточке. In every branch.
Ну вот мы сейчас.
Now we are on the next place of power.
И
and
а вот это место
this place of power can give us not just growth of consciousness, direct growth of consciousness, but here there is an interesting ecological phenomenon. There are bilberries here. What happens to bilberries? They at the second half of July they ripen and then fall off. And on this hill bilberries don't fall off. Even cold weather comes and bilberries get frozen. This is a unique place. On this hill bilberries don't fall off. Bilberries get frozen on bushes and stay like this. One can come here and eat them like a bilberry ice cream, just without milk. This is a characteristic feature of places of power. For example, the place of Satisai, where Kalanhoe grow. We talked about this, a unique place, the only place in our region where white Kalanhoe grow, a small hill. And mushrooms begin to grow very often from the place of power. The place of power of Jesus, there is no mushrooms anywhere, but on this place, as Jesus grows mushrooms for us, we come there, and only on his place we gather mushrooms. Not far from here there is place of Hara, the structures of the bottom Dantian. When a season comes, mushrooms begin to grow from that place and then to grow nearby. A very interesting phenomenon. And here, what we will do here? There is no ripe and bilberries, only small green berries on bushes. There is also no mushrooms, almost not. Only honey fungi. We gathered honey fungi on the place of power of Peter. Now it's the end of May and the autumn kind of honey fungi grown. The summer kind of honey fungi began to grow in the middle of May instead of middle of June, and the autumn kind began to grow at the end of May instead of end of June. A unique phenomenon, ecological phenomenon. We ate a lot of mushrooms because we know the places of power. We ate real autumn mushrooms during spring. We began to develop ourselves as spiritual hearts. We mastered the first step of centering. We entered the anahatas. We have cleaned them. We made them subtle. When making the consciousness in all organisms subtle, we have learned to extend the wall of the anahatas. And we went very energetically the path of the enlargement of ourselves as growing spiritual hearts at the level of divine subtlety. And then we will try to fill the abode of the Creator with ourselves as spiritual hearts, that is to fill the infinity and become infinity ourselves. So to do this we made first steps in the park, in the cocoon of the poplar. The energy of this poplar is very adequate to our spiritual hearts. Very powerful and very subtle poplar. First we learned to feel its form that it gave us with its cocoon by extending the spiritual hearts. And after it we did a lot of things. We filled maha doubles of our divine teachers that they gave us for this purpose. But it's one thing to feel the forms of others, but also one has to develop skill of creating one's own mahadoubles. And this place of power will allow us to experience ourselves to be our own mahadoubles in our own form. This small place of power, it has a diameter of 2 meters only, but if to stand on it, then it happens that the consciousness begins to grow. It gets so filled with energy. What is this? It's some kind of acupuncture point of the organism of the planet Earth, our beloved living planet Earth. Here there is a flow of energy, and the quality of this energy is very similar to the quality of energy of the poplar. The energy very adequate for us to work with it, to use it for forming oneself as a big consciousness. This is the third Brahmanic manifestation. And it's enough to step inside, just to do one step, and the consciousness becomes so large that the clouds on the sky become at the level of the chest. The next you will enter this place of power, what to do next? Always to retain a new useful state, one has to use the formula who am I, where am I. This is not a formula of self-suggestion. Sometimes it is used in an absurd way of a form of self-suggestion. I wrote about this in the book How God Becomes Cognized. I gave examples. There are examples of absurd, harmful use of this formula. But this formula is very useful for us to become aware of our new spiritual states. We have to become aware of ourselves in a new state, in a large body of consciousness. And also we need to move. We need to, in this new vast body of consciousness, it has grown to the distance to the clouds is not less than 1 kilometer. It's hard to estimate it by eye. But we became higher than the clouds. The clouds are at the level of the chest of the new body, and we have to strengthen the muscles of the body. We became giants. One can look down from above, but right now a cloud is preventing to look. One can look down at feet, a vast feet. Our feet are larger than the hill. They are very large. And then one can become even more large, that the earth becomes like a small ball, smaller than the feet. Now I am going down, taking my usual appearance. Such transformations of oneself one can do on this place of power. To habituate, to experience oneself to be not of a size of a body, but to habituate oneself to experience to be vast. It's not necessary to experience oneself to be anthropomorphic. We can also experience ourselves to be waves of light, or clouds of light. When we will learn to live in the abode of the Creator, it will be not necessary, not important, because all forms there disappear, there is no form there, there is like an ocean. Water of the ocean that fills the ocean. All consciousnesses merged. The Creator is one. And when we arise from it, then automatically we take anthropomorphic form, Brahmanic or Holy Spirit. But in this case we have to habituate ourselves to be very large. We indeed become very large on this place of power, and we have to use the energy of this place of power instead of the energy of food to retain this new large state. By visiting this place of power, we can grow very much. Now I ask you to enter this place of power, to experience yourself to be in a new giant state, and then in this state to exit the place of power and retain this state. We have to habituate ourselves to be large. This is an aspect of power. So please enter. And having become giant, we experience our new bodies of consciousness. Enter all. Let be relaxed as consciousness and experience spontaneous change of situation. Suddenly me become a giant. One has to note it and then begin to act. How to act? To move. When we move, we experience ourselves. To move oneself as a consciousness. We have to habituate ourselves that we are not bodies, but we are consciousnesses. Consciousnesses like this, giant and subtle.